Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country, mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter and host of Fesco in the Morning, Josh Klingler. If you want to hear more from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, tune in with us every Friday morning at 7:30 and every Monday at 4 o'clock on The Drive. The Drive also exclusively talks to Patrick Mahomes each and every Monday at 3:10 on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. It's a Monday night in the Kingdom, our Chiefs Kingdom Show. We have a red and rowdy and raucous crowd here tonight. We're at the Nolan Road location of Hy-Vee, one of my favorite locations. Why? It is the closest location to GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. And on these Monday nights, we like to recreate what it's like at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Do we not? Yeah, that's what I thought. Sellout crowd here tonight. The staff here is awesome. You ought to see this place before a game, man. This is packed, what they have here at Hy-Vee. Hey, this score just in. This is breaking news. Chiefs 23, Jets 20. Okay? And you know the Chiefs Kingdom rules on a Monday night. Rule number 64, don't ever get fussy about winning in the National Football League. And here's why in beating the New York Jets. Since the 36-inch stand by the 1969 World Champion Chiefs to beat Joe Namath and the Airplanes on their way to that World Championship, when Willie Lanier said, I saw heads to be bowed and concessions to be made, and those 36 inches would dictate our life. Well, that's what happened. The Chiefs since then have won exactly, before last night, twice in 54 seasons. Twice until last night. So don't get fussy about it. Just take it and run with it. Also, for Isaiah Pacheco to put up over 150 all-purpose yards, that was huge. And then you get Pop playing in his home state. We're going to have Pop on the show because you're going to love him too. Keep in mind, he stayed at Rutgers. He could have transferred, but he stayed there because he lost two of his siblings that were murdered 18 months apart in two separate incidents. And Isaiah loves New Jersey. He loves his family. He loves Vineland, New Jersey. And to get that done last night was a blessing for him to do that. Also, and Matt McMullen, Mr. Matt Stad himself, came up with this stat just minutes before we went on the air. His Isaiah Pacheco's 107 yards after contact in that game last night, the best so far this year in the National Football League. When you get Pop Pacheco in his home state doing it like that, you were able to put the hammer down, baby. That's right. And speaking of hammers, our guest later in the show, after we hear from Andy Reid, Gary Spaney, 999 hammers in his great career, not only as a player, but as an executive for the Kansas City Chiefs. A reminder, at Hy-Vee, score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points, bigger savings. Shop Hy-Vee the day after a game. A lot of you do this, of our huge crowd here tonight. Right after the show, I see you doing it. Earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs score, 23, based on the amount you spend, 23. If the Chiefs score 23 points, you save 23 cents a gallon. Hey, this day and age, we'll take whatever we can get. You with me on this? All right, the more we score, the more you save. So win or lose, everybody scores the day after a Chiefs game only at Hy-Vee. Great folks here tonight. We're joined on FaceTime by the folks in Houston, Texas tonight. Almost Andy Reid is here tonight. The Geeks are here tonight in full force. Autograph Geeks. Susie Bling Bling, Snowstorm Sandy's here tonight, Weird Wolf and Weird Wife, and yes, Cowboy Bob, who's got the best man cave, I should say Caveman Bob, the best man cave in the Chiefs Kingdom. We're making it up tonight. Redcoaters are here tonight in full force. Also, Brother Lyle is here tonight, the chairman of the Mark Bo Richter Fan Club. He runs Fat Brain Toys. There he is tonight, the only dude left with a Bo Richter jersey. And by the way, he is a brand new grandpa by 8 days. Yeah. If you smell that fragrance, that's grandpa smell, right? We all smell the same. You know how grandpa used to smell. That's the way he's smelling now. So it's great to have him here tonight. So many other fans here tonight. We got to get ready now to take on the Minnesota Vikings on the road in a Sunday afternoon game. They win and pull a game out yesterday against the Carolina Panthers. Got a great show. You're going to hear from Coach Reid tonight. We're going to get in that game last night and talk about Patrick Mahomes' running ability, because he set an all-time Chiefs rushing record for quarterbacks. He took out Alex Smith's record. And what about a run on, let's see, it's 3rd and 20. He'll run for 25 yards. That was huge. We got a big show tonight because Gary Spaney will be with us, a remarkable human being, a guy who's in the College Football Hall of Fame. He's in the Chiefs Ring of Honor, and he'll be our guest tonight after Coach Andy Reid. So, again, come join us. We got a little room. We'll wedge you in here. Right, we're at the Nolan Road location of Hy-Vee, real close to the stadium, 40 Highway. So come join us tonight. We'll be back with Coach Reid after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Nothing Kansas City, 8:45 to go in the first quarter. Rashi Rice comes in jet action motion. Handoff near side, broken tackle. It's Pacheco, 40-yard line, 35. Jersey at 25, 20. Angling 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. Welcome home, Isaiah Pacheco. Vineland, New Jersey gets a 48-yard touchdown run for the Chiefs Kingdom.
Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom show. Tonight we're at the closest Hy-Vee to GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium on Nolan Road, and with us the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. 23-20 victory. Thanks for being with us tonight, Coach. I know these are those no-sleep weeks and times, and you pour everything into – we get the benefit of it, but you pour your life into this stuff. But just overall, when you kind of sift through this Jets game, what comes foremost to mind?
Yeah, well, I like the way we started the game. It was aggressive on both sides of the ball. They made some adjustments. You know, we got backed up there, and we turned the ball over too many times. So, along with penalties, so we fixed that. Both sides of the ball. The long drive to start the second half, they made, and then I thought our defense just stepped up and shut it down from there. Offensively, Pat had a couple turnovers, came back, started utilizing the flats and running the ball. And then the run game, you know, Pacheco was pretty consistent throughout the game, just running hard and aggressive, and the line was really doing a nice job with the run game. So we were able to get that back on track. We lost it there for about a series and got it back on track and finished the game up strong. So with a 7-minute drive. So that's kind of how I summed up. I was proud of the guys because you can have games like this, tough place to play. You can have games like this, and a lot of teams can't come back. Once things are going good and the other team knocks you down and equalizes it, and ties a score, and they've got the momentum, and then do you sink or do you sail? And we were able to sail and get ourselves back and play better. And so it's a tribute to the guys and the coaches for working into that. There's plenty of things to clean up. I mean, our guys all said it after the game. Hmm. You know, there's a ton of things to clean up, excuse me, and get better at. So we'll work on that this week.
But I think it's easy for – this is a young team. We have a young team. But now you've done it twice, to do it at Jacksonville and do it in this game. What's the greater good of being able to gut through a game and win it like this when you had the start? Now you got to redo it, and you were able to do it.
Yeah, you know, we were fighting ourselves here a little bit. We'll get through that. And the more we play together, the better we'll get. And, you know, that's you know, that's the benefit of having a longer season, but there's got to be an urgency to that. Yeah. And I felt that after the game, that I felt it during the game, actually, when the guys go, hey, listen, we got to play as a team here. I mean, let's bring this thing together and all do our jobs and do it better. And I could feel that.
Three stops by the defense, three, right at the midfield. And any one of the three, the Jets could have taken the lead in the game. What about your defense, again, digging in their heels and being able to hold the Jets to no points when they could have taken the lead three straight times?
Yeah, I thought that was big. That was putting the momentum favor back into our hands there. And it was just a matter of the offense putting together some drives. But I thought the defense did a great job, and I thought the offense pulled through what they were going through.
Plays can get lost, but the kid from Wichita is really good, Breece Hall.
breaks the 43-yarder, but Brian Cook saves a touchdown. They don't score on that drive. How much can we overlook the play that Cook made to prevent that from being a 70-yard touchdown run?
Yeah, he was in the wash machine there. He was going right and left and right and left. And he was able to bring him down, which was obviously huge, not allowing him to score. But that was a good job by him.
Running the ball, Pacheco, big that he did it there, right in front of his, near his, where he grew up. But the fact that, what about the night he had and getting that 48-yard chunk touchdown early?
Yeah, you know, he's such an energy giver. And really, his whole game, he played well. And so, listen, he brings great energy to the team, to the offense, to the running back room. It's just the way he goes about his business. And he's very Jersey proud. So going home for him was special. He played at Rutgers, grew up right there, and you know, had family in the stands. So it was good for him. I was happy to see him have a good game.
How much is he growing as a receiver? What check downs? Because it looked like they're giving you some check downs or design passes when you go to the RB. How much has he grown there?
Yeah, quite a bit. He, you know, he's a good athlete, so played baseball, that whole deal, and can has good hands, can catch well. I think he had almost 40 yards receiving yesterday, somewhere in there. What did he have? 158 total receiving and running. So. Good day. He's a good player. He's learned to block better in the pass protection area. He's worked real hard at that. So to become just a complete back.
Love talking to him after the game. Happiest guy on earth after that one. 14-47 of the last 18-14, we had the ball. Pat as a runner and his 25-yard scramble on 3rd and 23 is incredible, but just how much is this league turning into a quarterback? I mean, you've had good runners at quarterback throughout your head coaching career, but how much now is it almost a necessity that a quarterback must move some, or you just have no chance in this league?
Yeah, that was one of Bill Walsh's things back in the day was to have a mobile quarterback. So if things broke down, that they could get out of the way of things and move. He had Joe Montana, Steve Young, both those guys could move around well and. Then Green Bay had Brett Favre, who's very similar to Pat, that they're not timed the fastest guy, but they know when and how to run. Both of them were good. Both of them are good runners. Pat's got a knack for it at the big times of the game. When needed. And then he's so heads up on things. You know, he went and slid at the one just to let the clock run out. We knew first down wins the game. So, but he did it right there. Gave another example of that. Last Super Bowl, you saw McKittrick do it. And then, McKinnon do it. We were talking about stinking San Francisco, McKittrick. Do you remember McKittrick?
Yeah, redhead? Sure. Absolutely.
One of the greatest line coaches ever.
Absolutely.
McKinnon did a heck of a job there. So, it was he runs well to answer your question. And yes, it helps in this day and age to have a mobile quarterback with all these different defenses that are being thrown at you. And no more will you see than this weekend coming up of a pressure package.
Let's jump into it. Yeah, well, let's jump into them. The fact that what are we going to see here? Harrison Smith has hit a phenomenal game yesterday. 14 tackles. He gets the sack strip that flips the game for them. What are you going to see with the Vikings?
Yeah. So you'll see a lot of blitz game. They'll put everybody up on the line of scrimmage. The whole front seven will be up there. And then they do different things from that, whether they play zone or man, or bring an extra guy and play zone behind it. They've got all the different coverages. So it'll be a nice challenge for us going forward.
How much of that was a factor last night in the fact the Jets seemed like to show you something early and then they switch it? And how confusing was that at times?
Yeah, we were good with that. I thought that really wasn't the issue. But they do a nice job with it. That's one of the better defenses in the league right there, the Jets. Big, physical, really solid at all positions. So, we knew it would be a challenge offensively, but we could have done better there.
Win it 23-20. We're going to let you go. But before I do, one thing I want to get your comment on, and a lot of times in these short weeks, we'll have our former players come on the night. Gary Spaney's with us after we let you go. But you've honored former players. I've seen you do it with Jamal. You did it with DJ. You did it with Tom. And some of these guys you coached and some like you didn't. But how, it seems like you honor the past, even part of this franchise that you weren't necessarily at the time you were head coach. Where does that come from? What does that mean that you honor these guys that played this game in the past?
Well, listen, without them, you don't have what the guys have today. I mean, that's the foundation of the league. And as the league continues to grow, I think it's important that you honor the veteran players that help make it what it is. And so, you've got one of the best ones on your show coming up here. He's phenomenal, phenomenal human being and great dad. And he was a great, great businessman here for the organization for so many years. So, Gary's a great example, but they're all over the place with great, these guys, great guys that spent a short portion of their life having an opportunity to play in the NFL, but a very special time. So it's great to bring them back and let them talk to the players and let the players see them out of uniform.
But it's just, I mean, these guys always, hey, am I remembered? Do they remember it? But you make sure people remember it. And that just seems to be such an asset right now for our organization.
Yeah. History of the game is important.
All right. Thanks for being with us, Coach, and go get the Vikings.
All right. I had all those redheads.
They're out here. Thanks. That's head coach Andy Reid. We'll be back here at Nolan Road Hy-Vee after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Third down and three for Kansas City at the Jet 34-yard line. Creed Humphrey hovers over the ball, barks out a line call. Mahomes calls an audible, raises the right leg. Chiefs leading 10-0. Mahomes pumps once, twice. Open right side, Noah Gray. 10 to the 5. Stretching out. Touchdown! Kansas City for Patrick Mahomes. 200 touchdown passes in 84 games of his career. That's an all-time National Football League record, eclipsing the mark set by the great Dan Marino. Mahomes beats Marino by 5 games to that 200 touchdown mark.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee at Nolan Road, the closest Hy-Vee to the epicenter of the Chiefs Kingdom, GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Should have mentioned it at the outset, but we can mention it now. You just heard the highlight. Patrick Mahomes, 200 touchdown passes in his 84th game. That eclipses the great Dan Marino by 5 games. That is huge. A reminder, well, I love takeaways, and when Turk Wharton jumped on that fumbled snap, that was huge. I love takeaways, so do the folks at Hy-Vee and the folks at Zarda. Barbecue and football, never a better duo. Sliced ham, fresh pulled pork, tender burnt ends, pepper jack cheese, all in the same sandwich, plus hand-cut fries, just $10 at your Kansas City Metro, St. Joseph, and Lawrence Hy-Vee locations, Zarda, Hy-Vee, and Legeria Sneed. Because all season long,
with proceeds from that sandwich sold, as LJ's leading the way on it, will benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Kansas City. Also, I want to give a big shout-out tonight because he's here early, sets everything up, he tears it all down. He does such an awesome job. I told you my brother's here tonight. The manager, Lyle, at Fat Brain Toys. He's a fabulous singer, by the way. Just an amazing talent. If you ever go into Fat, just ask him to sing, and it'll like change your life. But he's a new grandpa by 8 days, right? He's got a little Joanna. But think about it. The names that our parents give us, like, you know, like, gosh, you look at the ones we, like Snowstorm Sandy. Like, the parents gave her that name. Like, that's amazing, right? Caveman Bob. Weird Wolf, and Shotgun Jackson, who is our producer. Very common name, like John, Bill, Shotgun, whatever. Anyway, it is a common name, but he's an uncommon person who is our guest tonight. Fabulous. Drafted in the third round by the Kansas City Chiefs in 1978 after being a consensus All-American at K-State. Still considered by many maybe the best defensive player ever to play at Kansas State. And with the Kansas City Chiefs, a career that went from 1978 to 1986, he had the all-time tackle total for three decades or so. Same with the season tackle total of 157 tackles. He is in the National Football Foundation, has the College Football Hall of Fame. He's in that. And also he's in the Chiefs Ring of Honor. Please welcome tonight as our special guest to get ready for the Vikings, Gary Spaney, number 59.
Thank you, Mitch.
It's awesome to have you here. Recently retired Gary Spaney from a career almost four decades with the Kansas City Chiefs. I guess with your playing career, we got the four decades. But it's great to have you here tonight. And first of all, just congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you, Mitch. Obviously, I played for 10 years and worked for 34 years there. And you stay where you like it and where you love it. And it's because of the family that owns the Kansas City Chiefs. It's because of the people that work at the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's because of the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs.
But the Hunt family, it's just so easy to take them for granted. That's an amazing family. We just lost Norma. But when you look at the children and carrying on the tradition and the generational transfer, we are so blessed to have that as our ownership family.
Yeah, Lamar Sr., some of my best memories were a part of the work side. Not the football side, but the work side of working with alongside Lamar, especially when he started doing soccer here in Kansas City. I was able to be a part of that, a big part of that, and I watched Lamar with the passion that he has for everything in life be Lamar, and it was a beautiful thing. Clark, he was a ball boy when I was playing for the Kansas City Chiefs, and we actually had this discussion. A bunch of our players, after practice one day, we're sitting around, and somebody said, "Hey, who do you think is going to run the Kansas City Chiefs when, you know, you think it's going to be, you know, Clark?" And everybody looked at Clark, and we were like, it's probably going to be Clark. We didn't know. And sure enough, you know, here we are with one of the son of Lamar, who actually did more football-wise, with our organization, than anybody else. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, his ability to be decisive in getting Andy Reid here. I mean, I'll write a book someday, but those 72 to 96 hours is way underrated of Clark getting that done and changed everything, changed all of our lives. Great crowd out here tonight. Again, thanks for everybody coming out here, supporting Gary, supporting the Kingdom. You know, you have so many celebrities that come, like Casey Warriors here tonight, the Secretary Treasurer.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show. Presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
We're down and... three for Kansas City at the Jet 34-yard line. Creed Humphrey hovers over the ball, barks out a line call. Mahomes calls an audible, raises the right leg. Chiefs leading 10-0. Mahomes pumps once, twice. Open right side, Noah Gray. 10 to the 5. Stretching out. Touchdown! Kansas City for Patrick Mahomes. 200 touchdown passes in 84 games of his career. That's an all-time National Football League record, eclipsing the mark set by the great Dan Marino. Mahomes beats Marino by 5 games to that 200 touchdown mark.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee at Nolan Road, the closest Hy-Vee to the epicenter of the Chiefs Kingdom, GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Should have mentioned it at the outset, but we can mention it now. You just heard the highlight. Patrick Mahomes, 200 touchdown passes in his 84th game. That eclipses the great Dan Marino by 5 games. That is huge. A reminder, well, I love takeaways, and when Turk Wharton jumped on that fumbled snap, that was huge. I love takeaways. So do the folks at Hy-Vee and the folks at Zarda. Barbecue and football, never a better duo. Sliced ham, fresh pulled pork, tender burnt ends, pepper jack cheese, all in the same sandwich, plus hand-cut fries. Just $10 at your Kansas City Metro, St. Joseph, and Lawrence Hy-Vee locations. Zarda, Hy-Vee, and Legeria Sneed. Because all season long, with proceeds from that sandwich sold, as LJ's leading the way on it, will benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Kansas City. Also, I want to give a big shout-out tonight because he's here early, sets everything up, he tears it all down. He does such an awesome job. I told you my brother's here tonight, the manager Lyle at Fat Brain Toys. He's a fabulous singer, by the way, just an amazing talent. If you ever go into Fat, just ask him to sing, and it'll like change your life. But he's a new grandpa by 8 days, right? He's got a little Joanna. But think about it, the names that our parents give us, like, you know, like, gosh, you look at the ones we, like Snowstorm Sandy, like the parents gave her that name, like that's amazing, right? Caveman Bob. Weird Wolf, and Shotgun Jackson, who is our producer. Very common name, like John, Bill, Shotgun, whatever. Anyway, it is a common name, but he's an uncommon person who is our guest tonight. Fabulous. Drafted in the third round by the Kansas City Chiefs in 1978 after being a consensus All-American at K-State. Still considered by many maybe the best defensive player ever to play at Kansas State. And with the Kansas City Chiefs, a career that went from 1978 to 1986. He had the all-time tackle total for 3 decades or so. Same with the season tackle total of 157 tackles. He is in the National Football Foundation, has the College Football Hall of Fame. He's in that. And also he's in the Chiefs Ring of Honor. Please welcome tonight as our special guest to get ready for the Vikings, Gary Spaney, number 59.
Thank you, Mitch.
It's awesome to have you here. Recently retired Gary Spaney from a career almost four decades with the Kansas City Chiefs. I guess with your playing career, we got the four decades. But it's great to have you here tonight. And first of all, just congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you, Mitch. Obviously, I played for 10 years and worked for 34 years there. And you stay where you like it and where you love it. And it's because of the family that owns the Kansas City Chiefs. It's because of the people that work at the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's because of the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs.
But the Hunt family, it's just so easy to take them for granted. That's an amazing family. We just lost Norma. But when you look at the children and carrying on the tradition and the generational transfer, we are so blessed to have that as our ownership family.
Yeah, Lamar Sr., some of my best memories were a part of the work side, not the football side, but the work side of working with alongside Lamar, especially when he started doing soccer here in Kansas City. I was able to be a part of that, a big part of that. And I watched Lamar with the passion that he has for everything in life be Lamar, and it was a beautiful thing. Clark, he was a ball boy when I was playing for the Kansas City Chiefs, and we actually had this discussion. A bunch of our players, after practice one day, we're sitting around, and somebody said, "Hey, who do you think's going to run the Kansas City Chiefs when, you know, you think it's going to be, you know, Clark?" And everybody looked at Clark, and we were like, it's probably going to be Clark. We didn't know, and sure enough, you know, here we are with one of the son of Lamar, who actually did more football-wise with our organization than anybody else. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, his ability to be decisive in getting Andy Reid here. I mean, I'll write a book someday, but those 72 to 96 hours is way underrated of Clark. Getting that done and changed everything, changed all of our lives. Great crowd out here tonight. Again, thanks for everybody coming out here, supporting Gary, supporting the Kingdom. You know, you have so many celebrities that come, like Casey Warriors here tonight. The Secretary Treasurer of Chiefs or Die Group is out here. Almost Andy Reid is here. Of course, the Geeks and the Redcoaters and everybody. So I just love the spirit of this place. Let's jump into this football team, though. This group, and one thing I did not mention at the outset of the show, probably this game was won last night because of three defensive stands where the Jets could have taken the lead in the second half three separate times with the football right about midfield. And, Gary, they got 0 points, three separate possessions. Now, we saw them do it against Jacksonville where there were three separate possessions where the enemy got the ball at the 17 and the 14 and the 1 and didn't get a touchdown. Last night, they get it at midfield three times and don't score a point. What does that mean with this defense, and what is the greater good in it?
Yeah, amazingly, I think what it means is we have some defensive backs that are growing up quickly. They came in ready to play, and they're showing us how to play. We have linebackers that, in my opinion, there's four linebackers that maybe are the fastest and the strongest players that we've had as a group. And then we have a defensive line, obviously led by Chris Jones, and the group that never quits.
The linebacker core, I'm going to ask you specifically about them. We've missed Bolton now for two games, not having Nick Bolton, but, man, what a phenomenal player. He's got some Gary Spaney in him, right, cranking up those tackles and making big-time plays. But then you mentioned the rest of that group, but a Tranquil to step right in to wear the green dot for two games and to win two games like that, what does that mean to have that depth? And then you see like a Willie Gay Jr., and how much has Leo Chenault grown?
Oh, my gosh. It's Leo has been fun to watch this year. The linebackers as a whole, I think, are as fun to watch as anybody on the team. It really is that good. They are that good. The speed, it starts with speed, in my opinion. They have speed that I never had. And when you have four across the board, or, you know, that can do that. And then their IQ is matched. You know, we've watched Willie grow into that IQ. We've watched Leo in 1 year time really make a huge turnaround, and he's on the field all the time, so it's really been fun.
Again, our guest tonight, Gary Spaney, in the Chiefs Hall of Honor and also in the National Football Foundation College Football Hall of Fame. Pretty special to have you here. You mentioned speed, and many times we think of speed in football as vertical speed, right? But, I mean, you were awesome at this. I don't know if I've seen very many guys that were so good laterally as you were speed side to side. How much does this crew impress you with their lateral speed?
Yeah, I think some of that's innate. When you look at Bolton, he is born to play football. He just knows. And there's an innate ability to take the right angle. When you play linebacker, it's really truly about angles and leverage. Hmm. And if you figure those two things out, you are pretty. It makes you a lot faster on the football field, to your point.
One thing that football's doing now a lot is the bubble screen, right? The tunnel screen, where they get the ball out numbers, and that's supposed to kind of a 3-on-3 game. How good have our guys been at linebacker to get it? They go screaming out there and are able to make a play at full speed. How big has that development been for our defense?
Yeah, obviously, the whole game of football has changed, where the outside is they want people outside. College, you saw that all the time. Now you see it in the pros, where they want the ball outside because they think there's some leverage there. But when you have linebackers that can run like our guys, they can shut all that down.
Let's have some fun here tonight, going back in a time machine, right, with Noel number 59. I want to bring up something. We talk about dynamic plays by a defense, and we've seen that so far in the first four games this year. Let's go back to October the 12th, 1980. Against Houston, a 47-yard pick six by our guest tonight. What do you remember about the 47-yard pick six against Houston? That won the game, by the way, 21-20.
Yeah. The first thing I remember, it was Kenny Stabler. And if you old-timers that remember Stabler, that was awesome to do. But the thing I remember most about it, Mitch, and you might probably don't know this, at about the 5-yard line, I had to stiff-arm someone. And I got somebody back that got me for 5 years. My first years with the Kansas City Chiefs, I would look at the schedule to make sure we were not playing the Houston Oilers. And there's one reason for that. And his name and number is 34, Earl Campbell. And when you played Earl Campbell and you were a linebacker, you had your work cut out for you. And anyway, I had the opportunity to stiff arm Earl to get into the end zone.
Awesome. That had to feel really good. Now, when you stiff arm, you know how this works, Gary, to grab the hammer. When you stiff arm Earl Campbell to get a 47-yard pick six to beat Houston, you were able to put the hammer down, baby. I love it. A man after 999 hammers with his tackles. You had another interception, too. But I want to ask you, the 1981 team was the team that history could forget. And the fact that you guys were so close. You rallied at the end of the year, Delaney, and but I thought, man, you were ready to break through with Marv Levy.
Yeah, we were close. And we obviously knew Marv was somebody that could get us where he was so organized and so intelligent, man about putting us in the right places, and he had great coaching staff. So we were close. We couldn't capture that tradition again, you know, from the 70s. We couldn't get it back. If we would have, I think we would have turned a little earlier.
But in your 10 years of playing, was that team the closest of getting back to those 70s guys?
Well, we had a remarkable 86 year, if you remember right.
And lost at the Jets. I was thinking about you guys last night, because that's one of those spots we lose to the Jets in the playoffs that year. Was that your last game with us?
That was my very last game played. I had ruptured my back, so I got out of the game. But we had three games. If anybody wants to go back in time and look at the 1986 season and the last three games, we won the last three games in the most remarkable way to go to the playoffs for the first time in 15 years for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Let me tell you another remarkable way, because in that, on December the 7th, 1986, you had an interception against Denver. That was huge.
And you remember why I like that is because Elway. I got Elway.
So you got Earl Campbell, you got the Snake Stabler, and you got Elway.
Good stuff. Yeah.
You can
good
move
stuff.
On into life. We're going to move on and have some fun with Gary when we come back because we're going to get into the second part of his career and his incredible family, which continues to grow. Okay? Gary Spini is with us tonight. He's in the Chiefs Ring of Honor in the National Football Foundation College Football Hall of Fame, one of the greatest players in K-State history, and, of course, Kansas City Chiefs history. We're at the Nolan Road Hy-Vee, right? Just off 40 Highway. We'll be back with more from old number 59 after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
That's second and nine. Three receivers to the right, tight end closes the formation to the left. Ball snapped, and Wilson fumbles it on the quarterback exchange. The Chiefs think they've got the ball. They've got it at the 46-yard line of the Jets. Recovered by Turk.
We're back. Hy-Vee, Nolan Road, closest Hy-Vee to GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Huge crowd here tonight, red and rowdy crowd. As Coach calls you, though, say hi to those redheads out there. You're all redheads when you come to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. And that play by Turk was huge. And to get that turnaround, those defensive stops. Again, our special guest tonight in the Chiefs Ring of Honor. He's in the National Football Foundation College Football Hall of Fame. Gary Spini is with us tonight. So awesome. Your family now has grown. First of all, just fabulous daughters that all have kind of made their own footprint and imprint, but you must be proud of your family.
Yeah, I'm blessed by my family for sure. First, I married a daughter of a football coach, so I did that right, and I really think to this day the three most remarkable visionary people I've ever been around, Lamar Hunt, Frosty Westring, Stacy's dad, and Bill Snyder.
Absolutely.
Amazing, did it different
dude.
Ways,
yeah.
But their vision and how they did what they did, remarkable. Stacy's dad's in the College Football Hall of Fame as well. Never coached for 45 years, never had a losing record.
Oh, that's hard to do. And where was he?
Pacific Lutheran. He chose.
PLU. Okay.
He chose to play in a continue to coach in a small college because his whole goal in life was to help boys be men.
Where'd you meet your wife?
Beaches on the beach of Hawaii.
Okay. That is huge. If you want to find a spouse, right, you pray about it, you go to the beaches of Hawaii. She's an awesome woman, by the way, and you're blessed with your daughters. I was kidding tonight because my brother's here tonight, right? Lyle, Fat Brain Toys, and he's a new grandpa by 8 days. And you know how grandpas smell, right? Gary, you smell like a grandpa because you are a grandpa now a zillion times over.
Yeah, I've, like you said, I'm blessed with five daughters. We now have our first six grandchildren are boys. So I got the best of both worlds. I got football players coming up, Mitch.
Cannot wait. Bring them on.
Our seventh one was a girl, so blessed with a wonderful family. Thank you, Mitch.
The football continues because one of your daughters married Colin Klein, who's the offensive coordinator at K-State. Weird wolf and weird wife out here. But so now, I mean, you had this career in football, but now you have a son-in-law who's an offensive coordinator. How is that going?
Well, I watch those K-State games a lot closer than I used to, that's for sure. Very proud of Colin and Shaylin and their four children and what they've done at Manhattan. It's much bigger than just football for them, and I'm excited for their future.
Do you ever watch and go, what's he thinking? What's he doing on that play call? Honest here.
We always think that, right? We always, doesn't matter who it is. That's a great thing about being a fan, and now I'm just a fan, Mitch.
Well, gets close to home, though, when your grandbabies are, that's the dad of your grandchildren. But he's a phenomenal guy. I love the stories of when he was courting Shaylin, and like every little step, he would come to the house like, may I drive by the house right now? I mean, what was going on? You got to give that story again because it's too good.
No, Colin was just a special man, and his respect and his honor and his authority that we want to see our children and our grandchildren walk in, he was that kind of man. And so it was easy for us once we really had a feeling, you know, what the Lord was doing in their lives. So it was easy for us to see Colin and who he was, and we're excited about our grandchildren and watching us grow in a very hard time. Life is a little harder than it used to be.
Yes, sir.
You know, and so we're praying for all our grandchildren. I know, like you all do. So
amen.
We appreciate that.
But you got in that group with Colin and Shaylin. You have three boys, and the fourth one is a girl.
The fourth one was a girl. So we just had our first granddaughter.
That's going to be a tough girl, I'm telling you, to survive in that environment. Start recruiting her right now because she's going to be a five-star. So you've obviously got some other sons-in-law here. We don't want to leave anybody out. But now, did you do an online form that they had to fill out? I mean, how did this work? Are we got the FBI doing background checks, or what do we do here?
Well, my generation is a little different than the next generation. Let's put it that way.
So
to take care of business. Just
okay,
take care
but
of business.
What I mean, you had to like, okay, is this
no,
going to be?
No, it was all good.
Your career, though, after your playing career, you're one of those guys, and we've seen it with other players, right, that have played for us. But they prepare for their life after football. You maximize your time as an NFL player. You obviously did too in college, but all that was to set up life after football. Some guys, and a lot of them, let's be honest, don't. They struggle with it. You flourished. Why?
I think the way it started, very unique for me. I think as a football player, ending your career when you're 30 years old or 28 or 32, it is one of the hardest things a young man can do because you don't feel like you should be done. You know, yeah. It's your body that's shutting down, not your mind. Hmm. And I was the same way. I ruptured my disc. I was trying to learn, trying to get rehab to play again because I didn't think I was done. And I was at church one day, and a man that I knew pretty well came up to me and said, 999 tackles. I said, yeah, 999 tackles. He goes, you know, in the book of Corinthians, there's nine gifts. In the book of Galatians, there's nine gifts. And if I'm not mistaken, your wife is pregnant. And it takes 9 months to complete a birth. You've completed what you're supposed to complete, and it's time to move on. And when he spoke to me, I never looked back. I didn't have to look back. I could move ahead and get involved in trying to serve with the Kansas City Chiefs in a different way. And it was a wonderful 34 years to be around the men and the women that. You know, trying to make a mark of excellence in whatever we put our hands to.
Love it. Now we know there's a bigger meaning to that 999. That's so cool. I'm going to close out, though, this way and ask you about Coach Reed, because at the end of the interview, I asked Coach about it. One thing that I really appreciate about Coach, a lot of things, and I would put him in he reminds me a lot of Coach Snyder, too, after being around Coach. Yeah. But the fact that when you retired, and I've seen it with Jamal, I saw it with DJ, I saw it with Tamba, he treated you like he knew you your whole life.
Yeah.
The other thing he was kidding about, 999, we can't go back on the video and find one more tackle like it. But now we know why. Coach, it's spiritual here. But the way he treated you with respect and the way our guys treated you, give us just that day, because we didn't see it publicly. The fans didn't see it, but you got to experience it in your heart.
Yeah. So on the last day of practice this year, Clark, there's a number of people that come out. There's tents, and it's kind of a special day. Actually, Mitch is his emceeing and kind of doing his thing, watching practice. I have a little fun story about that. But so Clark invited me to kind of do my retirement party out there that day. Mm. And what's special about that to me is the fact that where I started is where I ended. Mm. You know, on the practice field.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, it was so good. And so, and then Clark invited me to talk to the team. To your point, Andy and the team were amazing. But for me to break a huddle the last time on my retirement day with the football field was a remarkable, special way to end my retirement of 44 years. So, yeah, it was pretty good stuff.
Had to be a little emotional.
Yep, pretty emotional. So I did a little speech there, and Clark and Mark, I think, did. I can't remember. But everybody in our stands, and there was probably, 300-400 people out there.
Yeah.
They were the most intelligent people I've ever seen. My girls and my family came up to say, "Why do they know everything about you?" They didn't know Mitch was in everybody's ear that day, telling them. Everybody had earbuds, so everybody was listening to Mitch. It was great. It was classic.
We've been blessed tonight to hear this. We've been blessed to be around him. We are blessed to be around him. I don't want to speak in past tense. And now you see the blessing of generations, right? So let's let him go, but let's give him a big cheer. One of the greatest Chiefs of all time, Gary Spinney. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Mitch. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be back to wrap it up and get ready for the Vikings after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
The Jets have been relentless on defense since the first quarter. Mahomes with time, now buying more time, will step up. Another flag thrown on the play. Mahomes is scrambling, 45, 40, 35, he's got a first down. A flag is thrown in the secondary. Mahomes scrambles up the middle on a third down and 23. He has a first down at the Jet 35.
And we're back here the last couple minutes of the show. Incredible job by Patrick Mahomes to run for 25 yards on third and 23. Oh, my goodness. That was incredible. That was huge. So now this is quite a stretch we're on. Sunday Night Football last night. We get home about 5 in the morning, crank it up, and now we're going to go play the Minnesota Vikings on the road. And then we have a short week after that, although there's no other game other than Minnesota. But then we have a Thursday game. That means next week we'll have our Monday show normally, but it'll be a short week. It'll be at Mission. So it'll be Mission close to the intergalactic headquarters of the Chiefs Radio Network. It'll be close for Shotgun Jackson, where he lives the rest of his life. He just pitches a tent outside of that place. A reminder, remember the big game? It used to be a dream. Now we've been in it 3 times the last 4 years, including winning it twice. Hey, when you swipe your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card, you're automatically entered to win great perks. From now through December 31st, you'll be entered to win a trip for 2 to the big game in February. We like being in the big game. All right, so use that Fuel Saver Plus Perks card and get registered for the big game. All right, here we go. We're going to take on the Minnesota Vikings. It's kind of a revisit of the whole Netflix quarterback series, is it not? Okay, because when we saw that, we saw our guy, and I've said this before, he's a NASA scientist he's an astronaut surrounded by NASA scientists. That's what we got of Patrick Mahomes and all the brains that surround him. And then there's Kirk Cousins, all right, who's one of the top-rated passers this year in the National Football League, but a 99-yard pick 6 yesterday. Ouch. But we saw Kirk Cousins on that series. We saw Patrick Mahomes. And now we're going to see them on the field on Sunday. So get ready. Get ready, get real, and get rowdy, and try to get the Chiefs a victory over the Vikings and keep this rolling. Thanks to everybody to come out tonight. How awesome is Gary Spaney, right? How awesome. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week on a short week in Mission. Thank you for joining us tonight here at the Hy-Vee on Nolan Road. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show every Monday night starting at 6 from your local area Hy-Vee store. Presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. For continuing Chiefs coverage, stay tuned to 610 Sports Radio throughout the week to hear exclusively from Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Derek Johnson, Mitch Holtis, and Danon Hughes. And if you miss the show, check out the podcast page at 610sports.com on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I want to bring up something. We talk about dynamic plays by a defense, and we've seen that so far in the first 4 games this year. Let's go back to October the 12th, 1980, against Houston. A 47-yard pick six by our guest tonight. What do you remember about the 47-yard pick six against Houston? That won the game, by the way, 21-20.
The first thing I remember, it was Kenny Stabler, and if you old-timers that remember Stabler, that was awesome to do. But the thing I remember most about it, Mitch, and you might probably don't know this, at about the 5-yard line, I had to stiff-arm someone, and I got somebody back that got me for 5 years. Every year on the my first years with the Kansas City Chiefs, I would look at the schedule to make sure we were not playing the Houston Oilers. And there's one reason for that. And his name and number is 34, Earl Campbell. And when you played Earl Campbell and you were a linebacker, you had your work cut out for you. And anyway, I had the opportunity to stiff arm Earl to get into the end zone.
Awesome. That had to feel really good. Now, when you stiff-arm, you know how this works, Gary, to grab the hammer. When you stiff-arm Earl Campbell to get a 47-yard pick six to beat Houston, you were able to put the hammer down, baby. I love it. Man, after 999 hammers with his tackles, you had another interception, too. But I want to ask you, the 1981 team was the team that like history could forget, and the fact that you guys were so close. You rallied at the end of the year, Delaney, and I thought, man, you were ready to break through with Marv Levy.
Yeah, we were close. And we obviously knew Marv was somebody that could get us where he was so organized and so intelligent man about putting us in the right places, and he had great coaching staff. So we were close. We couldn't capture that tradition again, you know, from the 70s. We couldn't get it back. If we would have, I think we would have turned a little earlier.
But in your 10 years of playing, was that team the closest of getting back to those 70s guys?
Well, we had a remarkable 86 year, if you remember right.
And lost at the Jets. I was thinking about you guys last night, because that's one of those spots we lose to the Jets in the playoffs that year. Was that in your last game with us?
That was my very last game I played. I had ruptured my back, so I got out of the game. But we had three games. If anybody wants to go back in time and look at the 1986 season and the last three games, we won the last three games in the most remarkable way to go to the playoffs for the first time in 15 years for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Let me tell you another remarkable way, because in that, on December the 7th, 1986, you had an interception against Denver. That was huge.
And you remember why I like that is because Elway. I got Elway.
So you got Earl Campbell, you got the Snake Stabler, and you got Elway.
Good stuff. Yeah,
you can move on into life. We're going to move on and have some fun with Gary when we come back, because we're going to get into the second part of his career and his incredible family, which continues to grow. Okay? Gary Spini is with us tonight. He's in the Chiefs Ring of Honor in the National Football Foundation College Football Hall of Fame, one of the greatest players in K-State history, and, of course, Kansas City Chiefs history. We're at the Nolan Road Hy-Vee, right? Just off 40 Highway. We'll be back with more from old number 59 after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
That's second and nine. Three receivers to the right, tight end closes the formation to the left. Ball snapped, and Wilson fumbles it on the quarterback exchange. The Chiefs think they've got the ball. They've got it at the 46-yard line of the Jets. Recovered by Turk.
We're back. Hy-Vee, Nolan Road, closest Hy-Vee to GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Huge crowd here tonight, red and rowdy crowd. As Coach calls you, though, say hi to those redheads out there. You're all redheads when you come to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. And that play by Turk was huge. And to get that turnaround, those defensive stops. Again, our special guest tonight in the Chiefs Ring of Honor. He's in the National Football Foundation College Football Hall of Fame. Gary Spini is with us tonight. So awesome. Your family now has grown. First of all, just fabulous daughters that all have kind of made their own footprint and imprint, but you must be proud of your family.
Yeah, I'm blessed by my family for sure. First, I married a daughter of a football coach, so I did that right, you know. And I really think to this day the three most remarkable visionary people I've ever been around, Lamar Hunt, Frosty Westring, Stacy's dad, and Bill Snyder.
Absolutely.
You know, just they
amazing
did it different
dude.
Ways.
Yeah.
But their vision and how they did what they did, remarkable. Stacy's dad's in the College Football Hall of Fame as well. Never coached for 45 years, never had a losing record.
Oh, that's hard to do. And where was he? Where was he?
Pacific Lutheran. He chose.
PLU. Okay.
He chose to play in a continue to coach in a small college because his whole goal in life was to help boys be men.
Where'd you meet your wife?
Beaches on the beach of Hawaii.
Okay. That is huge. If you want to find a spouse, right, you pray about it, you go to the beaches of Hawaii. She's an awesome woman, by the way, and you're blessed with your daughters. I was kidding tonight because my brother's here tonight, right? Lyle, Fat Brain Toys, and he's a new grandpa by 8 days. And you know how grandpas smell, right? Gary, you smell like a grandpa because you are a grandpa now a zillion times over.
Yeah, I've, like you said, I'm blessed with five daughters. We now have our first six grandchildren are boys. So I got the best of both worlds. I got football players coming up, Mitch.
Cannot wait. Bring them on.
Our seventh one was a girl. So blessed with a wonderful family. Thank you, Mitch.
The football continues because one of your daughters married Colin Klein, who's the offensive coordinator at K-State. Weird wolf and weird wife out here. But so now, I mean, you had this career in football, but now you have a son-in-law who's an offensive coordinator. How is that going?
Well, I watch those K-State games a lot closer than I used to, that's for sure. Very proud of Colin and Shaylin and their four children and what they've done at Manhattan. It's much bigger than just football for them, and I'm excited for their future.
Do you ever watch and go, what's he thinking? What's he doing on that play call? Be well, honest here.
We always think that, right? We always, doesn't matter who it is. That's a great thing about being a fan, and now I'm just a fan, Mitch.
Well, it gets close to home, though, when your grandbabies are, that's the dad of your grandchildren. But he's a phenomenal guy. I love the stories of when he was courting Shaylin, and like every little step, he would come to the house like, may I drive by the house right now? I mean, what was going on? You got to give that story again because it's too good.
No, Colin was just a special man, and his respect and his honor and his authority that we want to see our children and our grandchildren walk in, he was that kind of man. And so it was easy for us once we really had a feeling, you know, what the Lord was doing in their lives. So it was easy for us to see Colin and who he was, and we're excited about our grandchildren and watching us grow in a very hard time. Life is a little harder than it used to be.
Yes, sir.
You know, and so we're praying for all our grandchildren. I know, like you all do. So
amen.
We appreciate that.
But you got in that group with Colin and Shaylin. You have three boys, and the fourth one is a girl.
The fourth one was a girl. So we just had our first granddaughter.
That's going to be a tough girl, I'm telling you, to survive in that environment. Start recruiting her right now because she's going to be a five-star. So you've obviously got some other sons-in-law here. We don't want to leave anybody out. But now, did you do an online form that they had to fill out I mean, how did this work? Are we got the FBI doing background checks, or what do we do here?
Well, my generation is a little different than the next generation. Let's put it that way.
So
to take care of business. You just
okay,
take care
but
of business.
What I mean, you had to like, okay, is this
no,
going to be?
No, it was all good. It was all good.
Your career, though, after your playing career, you're one of those guys, and we've seen it with other players, right, that have played for us. But they prepare for their life after football. You maximize your time as an NFL player. You obviously did too in college, but all that was to set up life after football. Some guys, and a lot of them, let's be honest, don't. They struggle with it. You flourished. Why?
I think the way it started, very unique for me. I think as a football player, ending your career when you're 30 years old or 28 or 32, it is one of the hardest things a young man can do because you don't feel like you should be done. You know, yeah. It's your body that's shutting down, not your mind. Hmm. And I was the same way. I ruptured my disc. I was trying to learn, trying to get rehab to play again because I didn't think I was done. And I was at church one day, and a man that I knew pretty well came up to me and said, 999 tackles. I said, yeah, 999 tackles. He goes, you know, in the book of Corinthians, there's nine gifts. In the book of Galatians, there's nine gifts. And if I'm not mistaken, your wife is pregnant. And it takes 9 months to complete a birth. You've completed what you're supposed to complete, and it's time to move on. And when he spoke to me, I never looked back. I didn't have to look back. I could move ahead and get involved in trying to serve with the Kansas City Chiefs in a different way. And it was a wonderful 34 years to be around the men and the women that. You know, trying to make a mark of excellence in whatever we put our hands to.
Love it. Now we know there's a bigger meaning to that 999. That's so cool. I'm going to close out, though, this way and ask you about Coach Reed, because at the end of the interview, I asked Coach about it. One thing that I really appreciate about Coach, a lot of things, and I would put him in he reminds me a lot of Coach Snyder, too, after being around Coach. But the fact that when you retired, and I've seen it with Jamal, I saw it with DJ, I saw it with Tamba, he treated you like he knew you your whole life.
Yeah.
The other thing, he was kidding about $9.99. We can't go back in the video and find one more tackle like it. But now we know why. Coach, it's spiritual here. But the way he treated you with respect and the way our guys treated you, give us just that day, because we didn't see it publicly. The fans didn't see it, but you got to experience it in your heart.
Yeah. So on the last day of practice this year, Clark in. And if you, there's a number of people that come out. There's tents, and it's kind of a special day. Actually, Mitch is emceeing and kind of doing his thing, watching practice. I have a little fun story about that. But so Clark invited me to kind of do my retirement party out there that day. Mm. And what's special about that to me is the fact that I started is where I ended, you know, on the practice field.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, it was so good. And so, and then Clark invited me to talk to the team, to your point, Andy and the team were amazing, but for me to break a huddle the last time on my retirement day with the football field was a remarkable, special way to end my retirement of 44 years. So yeah, it was pretty good stuff.
Had to be a little emotional.
Yep, pretty emotional. So I did a little speech there, and Clark and Mark, I think, did. I can't remember, but everybody in our stands, and there was probably what, 300-400 people out there.
Yeah.
They were the most intelligent people I've ever seen. My girls and my family came up to say, "Why do they know everything about you?" They didn't know Mitch was in everybody's ear that day, telling them. Everybody had earbuds, so everybody was listening to Mitch. It was great. It was classic.
We've been blessed tonight to hear this. We've been blessed to be around him. We are blessed to be around him. I don't want to speak in past tense. And now you see the blessing of generations, right? So let's let him go, but let's give him a big cheer. One of the greatest Chiefs of all time, Gary Spanny. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be back to wrap it up and get ready for the Vikings after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
The Jets have been relentless on defense since the first quarter. Mahomes with time, now by more time, will step up. Another flag thrown on the play. Mahomes is scrambling, 45, 40, 35, he's got a first down. A flag is thrown in the secondary. Mahomes scrambles up the middle on a third down and 23. He has a first down at the Jet 35.
And we're back here the last couple minutes of the show. Incredible job by Patrick Mahomes to run for 25 yards on third and 23. Oh, my goodness. That was incredible. That was huge. So now this is quite a stretch we're on. Sunday night football last night. We get home about 5 in the morning, crank it up, and now we're going to go play the Minnesota Vikings on the road. And then we have a short week after that, although there's no other game other than Minnesota. But then we have a Thursday game. That means next week we'll have our Monday show normally, but it'll be a short week. It'll be at Mission. So it'll be Mission close to the intergalactic headquarters of the Chiefs Radio Network. It'll be close for Shotgun Jackson, where he lives the rest of his life. He just pitches a tent outside of that place. A reminder, remember the big game? It used to be a dream. Now we've been in it 3 times the last 4 years, including winning it twice. Hey, when you swipe your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card, you're automatically entered to win great perks. From now through December 31st, you'll be entered to win a trip for two to the big game in February. We like being in the big game. All right, so use that Fuel Saver Plus Perks card and get registered for the big game. All right, here we go. We're going to take on the Minnesota Vikings. It's kind of a revisit of the whole Netflix quarterback series, is it not? Okay, because when we saw that, we saw our guy, and I've said this before, he's a NASA scientist he's an astronaut surrounded by NASA scientists. That's what we got at Patrick Mahomes and all the brains that surround him. And then there's Kirk Cousins, all right, who's one of the top-rated passers this year in the National Football League, but a 99-yard pick six yesterday. Ouch. But we saw Kirk Cousins on that series. We saw Patrick Mahomes. And now we're going to see them on the field on Sunday. So get ready. Get ready, get real, and get rowdy, and try to get the Chiefs a victory over the Vikings and keep this rolling. Thanks to everybody to come out tonight. How awesome is Gary Spaney, right? How awesome. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week on a short week in Mission. Thank you for joining us tonight here at the Hy-Vee on Nolan Road. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show every Monday night starting at 6 from your local area Hy-Vee store. Presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. For continuing Chiefs coverage, stay tuned to 610 Sports Radio throughout the week to hear exclusively from Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Derek Johnson, Mitch Holtis, and Danan Hughes. And if you miss a show, check out the podcast page at 610sports.com on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Jets second and 9. 3 receivers to the right, tight end closes the formation to the left. Ball snapped, and Wilson fumbles it on the quarterback exchange. The Chiefs think they've got the ball. They've got it at the 46-yard line of the Jets. Recovered by Turk.
We're back. Hy-Vee, Nolan Road, closest Hy-Vee to GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Huge crowd here tonight, red and rowdy crowd. As Coach calls you, though, say hi to those redheads out there. You're all redheads when you come to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. And that play by Turk was huge. And to get that turnaround, those defensive stops. Again, our special guest tonight in the Chiefs Ring of Honor, he's in the National Football Foundation College Football Hall of Fame. Gary Spaney is with us tonight. So awesome. Your family now has grown. First of all, just fabulous daughters that all have kind of made their own footprint and imprint, but you must be proud of your family.
Yeah, I'm blessed by my family for sure. First, I married I married a daughter of a football coach. So I did that right, you know. And I really think to this day the three most remarkable visionary people I've ever been around, Lamar Hunt, Frosty Westring, Stacy's dad, and Bill Snyder.
Absolutely.
You know, just they
amazing,
did it different
dude.
Ways.
Yeah.
But their vision and how they did what they did, remarkable. Stacy's dad's in the College Football Hall of Fame as well. Never coached for 45 years, never had a losing record.
Oh, that's hard to do. And where was he? Where was he?
Pacific Lutheran. He chose.
PLU. Okay.
He chose to play in a continue to coach in a small college because his whole goal in life was to help boys be men.
Where'd you meet your wife?
Beaches on the beach of Hawaii.
Okay. That is huge. If you want to find a spouse, right, you pray about it, you go to the beaches of Hawaii. She's an awesome woman, by the way, and you're blessed with your daughters. I was kidding tonight because my brother's here tonight, right? Lyle, Fat Brain Toys, and he's a new grandpa by 8 days. And you know how grandpas smell, right? Gary, you smell like a grandpa because you are a grandpa now a zillion times over.
Yeah, I've, like you said, I'm blessed with five daughters. We now have our first six grandchildren are boys. So I got the best of both worlds. I got football players coming up, Mitch.
Cannot wait. Bring them on.
Our seventh one was a girl. So blessed with a wonderful family. Thank you, Mitch.
The football continues because one of your daughters married Colin Klein, who's the offensive coordinator at K-State. Weird wolf and weird wife out here. But so now, I mean, you had this career in football, but now you have a son-in-law who's an offensive coordinator. How is that going?
Well, I watch those K-State games a lot closer than I used to, that's for sure. Very proud of Colin and Shaylin and their four children and what they've done at Manhattan. It's much bigger than just football for them, and I'm excited for their future.
Do you ever watch and go, what's he thinking? What's he doing on that play call? Be well, honest here.
We always think that, right? We always, doesn't matter who it is. That's a great thing about being a fan. And now I'm just a fan, Mitch.
Well, it gets close to home, though, when your grandbabies are, that's the dad of your grandchildren. But he's a phenomenal guy. I love the stories of when he was courting Shaylin, and like every little step, he would come to the house like, may I drive by the house right now? I mean, what was going on? You got to give that story again because it's too good.
No, Colin was just a special man, and his respect and his honor and his authority that we want to see our children and our grandchildren walk in, he was that kind of man. And so it was easy for us. Once we really had a feeling, you know, what the Lord was doing in their lives. So it was easy for us to see Colin and who he was, and we're excited about our grandchildren and watching us grow in a very hard time. Life is a little harder than it used to be.
Yes, sir.
You know, and so we're praying for all our grandchildren. I know like you all do, so
amen.
We appreciate that.
But you got in that group with Colin and Shaylin, you have three boys, and the fourth one is a girl?
The fourth one was a girl. So Ooh. We just had our first granddaughter.
That's going to be a tough girl, I'm telling you, to survive in that environment. Start recruiting her right now, because she's going to be a five-star. So you've obviously got some other sons-in-law here. We don't want to leave anybody out. But now, did you do an online form that they had to fill out I mean, how did this work? Are we got the FBI doing background checks, or what do we do here?
Well, my generation is a little different than the next generation. Let's put it that way.
So
to take care of business. You just
okay,
take care
but
of business.
What? I mean, you had to like, okay, are we is this
no,
going to be?
No, it was all good. It was all good.
Your career, though, after your playing career, you're one of those guys, and we've seen it with other players, right, that have played for us, but they prepare for their life after football. You maximize your time as an NFL player. You obviously did, too, in college. But all that was to set up life after football. Some guys, and a lot of them, let's be honest, don't they struggle with it. You flourished. Why?
I think the way it started, very unique for me. I think as a football player, ending your career when you're 30 years old or 28 or 32, it is one of the hardest things a young man can do, because you don't feel like you should be done. You know, yeah. It's your body that's shutting down, not your mind. Hmm. And I was the same way. I ruptured my disc. I was trying to learn, trying to get rehab to play again, because I didn't think I was done. And I was at church one day, and a man that I knew pretty well came up to me and said, 999 tackles. I said, yeah, 999 tackles. He goes, you know, in the book of Corinthians, there's 9 gifts. In the book of Galatians, there's 9 gifts. And if I'm not mistaken, your wife is pregnant, and it takes 9 months to complete a birth. You've completed what you're supposed to complete, and it's time to move on. And when he spoke to me, I never looked back. I didn't have to look back. I could move ahead and get involved in trying to serve with the Kansas City Chiefs in a different way. And it was a wonderful 34 years to be around the men and the women that trying to make a mark of excellence in whatever we put our hands to.
Love it. Now we know there's a bigger meaning to that 999. That's so cool. I'm going to close out, though, this way and ask you about Coach Reed, because at the end of the interview, I asked Coach about it. One thing that I really appreciate about Coach, a lot of things, and I would put him in he reminds me a lot of Coach Snyder, too, after being around Coach. Yeah. But the fact that when you retired, and I've seen it with Jamal, I saw it with DJ, I saw it with Tamba, he treated you like he knew you your whole life.
Yeah.
The other thing he was kidding about, 999, we can't go back in the video and find one more tackle like it. But now we know why. Coach, it's spiritual here. But the way he treated you with respect and the way our guys treated you, give us just that day, because we didn't see it publicly. The fans didn't see it, but you got to experience it in your heart.
Yeah. So on the last day of practice this year, Clark there's a number of people that come out. There's tents, and it's kind of a special day. Actually, Mitch is emceeing and kind of doing his thing, watching practice. I have a little fun story about that. But so Clark invited me to kind of do my retirement party out there that day. Mm. And what's special about that to me is the fact that I started is where I ended, on the practice field.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, it was so good. And so, and then Clark invited me to talk to the team, to your point, Andy and the team were amazing. But for me to break a huddle the last time on my retirement day with the football field was a remarkable, special way to end my retirement of 44 years. So yeah, it was pretty good stuff.
Had to be a little emotional.
Yep, pretty emotional. So I did a little speech there, and Clark and Mark, I think, did. I can't remember, but everybody in our stands, and there was probably, 300-400 people out there.
Yeah.
They were the most intelligent people I've ever seen. My girls and my family came up to say, why do they know everything about you? They didn't know Mitch was in everybody's ear that day telling them. Everybody had earbuds, so everybody was listening to Mitch. It was great. It was classic.
We've been blessed tonight to hear this. We've been blessed to be around him. We are blessed to be around him. I don't want to speak in past tense. And now you see the blessing of generations, right? So let's let him go, but let's give him a big cheer. One of the greatest Chiefs of all time, Gary Spanny. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be back to wrap it up and get ready for the Vikings after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
The Jets have been relentless on defense since the first quarter. Mahomes with time, now by more time, will step up. Another flag thrown on the play. Mahomes is scrambling, 45, 40, 35, he's got a first down. A flag is thrown in the secondary. Mahomes scrambles up the middle.
On a third down and 23, he has a first down at the Jet 35.
And we're back here the last couple minutes of the show. Incredible job by Patrick Mahomes to run for 25 yards on third and 23. Oh, my goodness. That was incredible. That was huge. So now this is quite a stretch we're on. Sunday Night Football last night. We get home about 5 in the morning, crank it up, and now we're going to go play the Minnesota Vikings on the road. And then we have a short week after that, although there's no other game other than Minnesota. But then we have a Thursday game. That means next week we'll have our Monday show. Normally, but it'll be a short week. It'll be at Mission. So it'll be Mission close to the intergalactic headquarters of the Chiefs Radio Network. It'll be close for Shotgun Jackson, where he lives the rest of his life. He just pitches a tent outside of that place. A reminder, remember the big game? It used to be a dream. Now we've been in it 3 times the last 4 years, including winning it twice. Hey, when you swipe your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card, you're automatically entered to win great perks. From now through December 31st, you'll be entered to win a trip for two to the big game in February. We like being in the big game. All right, so use that Fuel Saver Plus Perks card and get registered for the big game. All right, here we go. We're going to take on the Minnesota Vikings. It's kind of a revisit of the whole Netflix quarterback series, is it not? Okay, because when we saw that, we saw our guy, and I've said this before, he's a NASA scientist he's an astronaut surrounded by NASA scientists. That's what we got of Patrick Mahomes and all the brains that surround him. And then there's Kirk Cousins, all right, who's one of the top-rated passers this year in the National Football League, but a 99-yard pick six yesterday. Ouch. But we saw Kirk Cousins on that series. We saw Patrick Mahomes. And now we're going to see them on the field on Sunday. So get ready. Get ready, get real, and get rowdy, and try to get the Chiefs a victory over the Vikings and keep this rolling. Thanks to everybody to come out tonight. How awesome is Gary Spaney, right? How awesome. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week on a short week in Mission. Thank you for joining us tonight here at the Hy-Vee on Nolan Road. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. By Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show every Monday night starting at 6 from your local area Hy-Vee store. Presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. For continuing Chiefs coverage, stay tuned to 610 Sports Radio throughout the week to hear exclusively from Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Derek Johnson, Mitch Holtis, and Danan Hughes. And if you miss a show, check out the podcast page at 610sports.com on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.